So the winners of the Best Fictional Storytelling is Forest 404. I've got Becky and James here. And this is a bit of a strange program, wasn't it? Because not just a series of 9 podcasts, but accompanying podcasts to go with them. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I kind of referred to it as my three-headed beast because it was like 9 episodes of Thriller, but each one came with an accompanying talk, like a TED talk and a soundscape. So in total, that's for your mathematicians amongst you, 27 episodes. It was a bit of a mishmash of things, and it meant you could kind of pick and choose what you want, whether you want fiction or talk or soundscape.
And taking us into the future to see what the forests are going to be like in, you know, a few centuries' time.
Yeah, totally. I mean, from mine and Tim's perspective, in terms of the kind of fiction of it, it was looking at what climate change may or may not look like in 200-300 years, and projecting that and looking at the migration that might happen amongst the human population and the species extinction that may or may not happen amongst the other populations that we live among. And it was a scary thing to research, but also like really important. And a way to kind of connect that theme with people who don't necessarily always engage with it right now.
And now you've got an award for it as well.
I know. Oh, I thought I was about to lift it up, but I'm not holding it.
No, Becky's got the award.
I'm so chuffed because it's been nominated for a lot and actually finally it's won. And like, I was the editor, but I wasn't really important. It's like, Becky has worked so hard on this. Like, I was supposed to say work like a dog, but that sounds a bit rude. But
like a dog.
Every hour God gave, you worked on this. And I know Tim worked so hard, and just like, I'm so pleased that it has won. Because it's not only is it a brilliant piece of drama, but it's an important piece of drama. And it was a way of telling a story that was so important without it being kind of dull or catastrophic, that would grip an audience, bring them into a really important issue, and like held them, and millions of people listen to the story, and you hope, without saying I'm just like a pompous ass now, it's like that it'll make people look at the trees. I always sound like a pompous ass. Like, you just like look at the trees and think about them differently, and if you listen to Forest 404, you can't not do that, and that's testament to the quality of the work.
Well done, guys, have a great night.
Thank you.